as you can imagine, doubt was immediately cast on whether or not the crime scene evidence that he discovered could be trusted. Questions swirled about whether or not he planted the now infamous glove to frame a successful black man. People wondered if the LAPD, notoriously cruel toward the black community, could even be trusted to carry out a fair assessment of the accused multi-hyphenate entertainer. OJ's defense made such a big deal out of this blockbuster revelation that the entire case became about these tapes, and by extension, the word nigger. As you can imagine, the prosecution hated this angle.
But I'm so offended by those remarks, I would rather not stand at the same podium at which he stood a few moments ago. The issue here is whether this defendant killed Nicole Brown or Ron Goldman or not. The issue here isn't my ethics. The issue here isn't racism. The issue here isn't Detective Furman. This case is a circus, and they've made it a circus.
The defense, led by Johnny Cochran, was seizing control of the narrative by centering one of the bloodiest words in American history. The prosecution was going to have to convince a majority black jury to trust the integrity of their star witness, Mark Furman, after hearing him commit the cardinal sin of racism and break the nigger rule of 1968. If you've never heard of that rule, that's okay. I made it up. Okay, I didn't make it up. I just made up the name, but it's real.